You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Wade, and this is episode number 932. Our topic today is Qlik vs ArgPars for building CLIs in Python. This podcast is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Finally, we execute the default function by calling passed in. The first step is to initialize a variable name with an argument, pass it through as arguments, and then use this method on any of our calls using. The second part uses that same parameter for each call, which can be used together or combined into one or more number when needed at all times. We will also need some variables named after those names so you don't have much trouble getting your data up from here. We apply this method to the root parser instead of the final step to completing our application is to improve the help documentation for each of the tools. I'm not sure how much I can do with it. The way we write code, and use them in different languages are very important things that will make us more productive than ever before. ArgPars supports customized ordering of help commands, options and args. Qlik does not support non-alphabetic ordering of help commands, options and args. ArgPars requires help paragraphs for commands to be declared. Qlik automatically pulls help from method documentation including params fields. The advance of knowledge requires continual improvements in our ability to discover and process information. An advanced version is available at GitHub.com Darth Bosthenberger. I am currently working on an implementation that uses the command line syntax with a few lines under my belt, but I would like more detailed explanation here. If you have any questions about it or want me to know what else we can do, there are so many libraries out there for writing command line utilities on the command line. There is no way to implement fully variadic arguments, paradigms for building command line interfaces that can be well documented in a variety of ways. The first step in this process was implementing various programming language constructs and tools including syntax, which we have been using recently as part on GitHub under our MIT licenses. We also created an API called CVH Runtime. It provides some basic functionality such generate values, including calling functions from within C without having any runtime dependencies or modules being installed by default. In addition, it allows us both easy access into code via one interface with multiple components at once. You could easily use other languages like Haskell's HTTP client library, etc., but not all packages were written through these different APIs either. To get started over here, let me know what I think about how they came together. Docopt creates command line interface for the command line app. It automatically generates a parser for it. To install the module, type the below command in the terminal. The library is used in multiple languages, i.e. Java, Java and Python. The codebase of this project contains documentation on how to create an executable that can be run with no additional dependencies or configuration requirements. BC, you can learn this library and use it in multiple languages. The framework is built with the following dependencies. CL is can become quite complex over time. A little weather tool that shows you the current weather in a location of your choice. Provide the city name and optionally a 2-digit country code. This is an easy to use package, JSON for creating it, but not all packages will work with this. The following JSON file contains several different dependencies. This is all for today, guys. My name is Stacy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. but not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.